Support for WPR comes from Focus on Energy. Committed to helping Wisconsinites focus on the planet by making smart energy choices. Energy resources for Earth Day and every day can be found at focusonenergy.com.
From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The La Crosse Community Theater is celebrating 50 years this season. Thousands attend the community theater shows each year, and hundreds more volunteer to be on stage or behind the scenes. On the occasion of its 50th anniversary, Wisconsin Public Radio's John Gatto talked with the La Crosse Community Theater's executive director, David Kilpatrick, and one of its founding board members and first president, Sally Kramer. Sally takes us back to the events that led to the formation of the theater.
Christ Episcopal Church held a review to raise some money for a Christian education building. And a lady by the name of Sarah Cass and I wrote the script for it. And it was a tongue-in-cheek history of La Crosse. As one of the final acts was on stage, I was backstage with a man by the name of Art Hebbard. And he said, you know, I think we need a community theater. And I said, I've been thinking the same thing. Within the next week, I had organized about four people, and we proceeded. And then about a week later, we had Professor Robert Gard from the University of Wisconsin Idea Theater come to La Crosse, and we held a meeting for him in the basement of the Cooley State Bank, and it was 20 below zero, and we thought no one would come, and there were over 100 people there.
Wow.
So we knew there was definitely...
Would you ever have expected that kind of response?
No.
Especially when it's 20 below zero.
Yes. We thought, you know, we were going to sit there talking to ourselves. We had over 80 people on the stage, and the whole community... Not just Episcopalians were involved in this, but the whole community was involved. And it was so successful. And I think what made it a standing room only production was that some of the fundamentalist ministers in town saw the picture that we had on the newspaper showing our chorus line, and he said that no church should be involved with such women wearing such scanty costumes. And that just made people more interested.
Unintended promotion.
Yes.
But promotion nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
So as the group gathered and you moved forward from there, you had 100 people or more attend this first meeting. Are these people who were just interested in wanting to watch theater, or are these people who came out to say, I want to be part of a theater, I want to act?
I think it was primarily people who wanted to be part of it, not only acting, but working backstage, working in advertising mm-hmm. or box office. Mm-hmm. There was just an enormous outpouring.
So let's skip ahead just a little bit then. Later in 1963, you launched the first season of the new La Crosse Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
What was that first season like? Where did you do these plays in its first year?
We gave them in the Longfellow Auditorium, Longfellow School. We did that at first, and then we went to the Vocational School Auditorium, which is now Western Wisconsin, and at that time it was the largest theater in town, which I think was 1,200 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And what was attendance like in those early years?
Attendance? Oh, it was, you know, standing room only.
Wow, with 1,200 seats to fill. That's mm-hmm. that's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And the first year, what was the first play?
It was The Matchmaker.
Okay. David Kilpatrick shaking his head going, a great play to start a season with.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a neat play. We had a chance to read it last fall in anticipation of plotting and working out our Farewell to the Theater. It was one of the two plays we had considered. And so it's a fun play. And, of course, it's the foundation for the music Hello, Dolly. But, yeah, no, it was a great opportunity because it allows a lot of people to get on stage and to participate. And that was one of the things that was fun about community theater then and still fun about community theater now is the community's involvement, both on the stage and off the stage.
And what were some of those earlier challenges, Sally, in getting people involved or the logistics of pulling together a group?
I think one of the earlier challenges was that we had at first hired director of theater at Wisconsin State University, his name was Bill Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wanted to expand, and he said he didn't have enough time for more productions. So we decided we needed a director of our own, but we didn't know how we would pay for it. So I went to my friend Betty Hood, Betty Train Hood, was very interested in this. And we went to her mother and asked her, I was shaking in my boots, if she would underwrite the salary of a director for the first year. And we never had to go to her for money.
Wow.
We just made it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've had a professional director, a staff member from the beginning.
Just about.
Yeah.
Bill Dixon was really professional, too.
How many plays were you staging in that first year or two?
How many?
I think it was only three or four that year.
Or maybe even two.
Well, you had Matchmaker and Bus Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought you might have done a musical that first year. Because both of those were not
musicals. Oh, Fantastics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So three or four shows to get started with and a director to do that. And so, David, we're going to jump ahead now 50 years into, not to go through show by show, but into this year's season, celebrating 50 years and all of the shows that La Crosse Community Theater does.
Well, one of the things that I think, I know we're going to jump the 50 years, but I want to be clear, let's not jump entirely over the huge contribution that individuals have made. Sometimes they're able to only work on one show. Sometimes they've worked for 30 years. Sometimes they've been a part of the community from the beginning and supporting it as far and as much as they can. And I think that's one of the natures that we're here today because of all of the work that those have put into it from the very beginning and continued over those 49 years to bring us to the 50th season. So I wanted to take a moment and just say thank you to them because of their work and their commitment and their belief in community theater. We do get to sit here today and talk about the 50th season.
And you have 6-7 major shows. You have youth shows.
And moving to our new home, which was, again, one of the dreams that had come about from the theater when they had purchased the Fifth Avenue cinema on Fifth Avenue movie on Fifth Avenue, and they purchased that. Even then, they dreamed of a new and their own space, and so it took us a while. But here we are with our new space, and part of it included some expansion and some room, so that we have two performance spaces. We have the Lickey Theater, which is 450 seats, and then we have the Veteran Studio Theater, which is 100 seats, which gives us the opportunity to do so much. We actually have 5 main stage productions in the Lickey Theater. We have 1 production in the studio, the Veteran Studio Theater. And then we added 3 children's shows to our season as well, and including a production for high school students. And then we actually do some touring now and travel out to some regions and schools and things like that with some of our shows. And, of course, offer our classes and expanded that. So we grew from 1 director of theater now, and we have a full-time staff of 7, and then countless part-time staff to supplement and support. And then the huge numbers of volunteers it takes to make every production a success.
And you've alluded to this, the way that the community theater's mission has really grown and changed over 50 years as well. What started as an opportunity for people to come together to produce plays today, and I'll spare you having to remember this, David, but I'll repeat it. The mission of the La Crosse Community Theater is to create productions and projects that enhance the theatrical literacy of its audience members, volunteers, students, and so on, to provide opportunities for creativity and personal growth in a fun, collaborative environment. But this is the part that really has taken off also, that as a community, to create, to celebrate human connections through communication and interaction.
Right.
That's really expanded the scope of what the La Crosse Community Theater is about.
Well, one of the things that's special about theater is that, and this is my chance for a soapbox, it's that last bastion of human-to-human connection. You are sitting side by side with absolute complete strangers, watching and observing and experiencing human beings on the stage telling a story. And there's something very dangerous, risky, and yet very special and unique in terms of being able to experience human beings doing that. And in addition to, as an audience members relating to the show, then also the community that's built from a production. You get together, you're total and complete strangers competing for the roles. And then once the roles are announced and you recognize that little of you get to win a lot and you all get to work together, and now you're complete strangers and you've created this family that's together nightly, 5-6 nights a week for 6 weeks, and then intensely you're working on a production. I mean, these are relationships that are built, and what makes it fun as a community theater is the fact that these are relationships with people you would not bump into in any other fashion, and yet you get to work with them intimately. You know, you have unemployed people working with full professional doctors, and you have students working with professors out of their field and out of their interest, and yet they're working together to create something special called a show. And that's a community you can't pass up.
When we first started, they asked me what kind of a budget we had to work with. I mean, the publicity people. And I said, we have no budget. Get it for as cheaply as you can. And there were, it was a lumber yard that donated lumber, and things were just donated to stay within that budget. And I especially remember Bob Miner, who was a brilliant, brilliant man. He worked at the train company as an engineer. And when he heard me say this, he devised spotlights out of number 10 cans.
The creative energies came out in many different ways to help support the development of the La Crosse Community Theater. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think is important also to remember is that La Crosse is belief in the arts. And from the community standpoint, as Sally mentioned, you know, 20 degrees in negative weather, and they still want to come out and be a part of the community and part of the theater and doing what they can, however much they can. I mean, that's been a testimony to the 50 years of success as well. It's just that people will give. And there are so many that we don't even know about, you know, names of people and things that are just border on anonymous that just wanted to be part of the experience in some fashion. And I think that's a testimony to La Crosse community and all that, how much La Crosse community believes in all that's been going on in its town.
I might add, jumping back again, as to why it was successful, another reason was because people of influence and affluence were there in the beginning, like Betty Trainwood and Lorraine Dahl and, you know, lots of other people, Alan Train. I think because they were longtime citizens of La Crosse, I think just by their being involved made it seem like it was something worth doing.
David Kilpatrick is Executive Director of the La Crosse Community Theater, also in the studio with us on the occasion of the theater's 50th anniversary season, is a member of the founding board and the theater's first president, Sally Kramer. Sally, David kind of alluded to all of the ways that the theater has matured over the years, and it's become so much more than it started in 1963. How do you see today's La Crosse Community Theater compared to its beginnings in 1963?
It was our ultimate dream. I just never thought it would be a theater that, what, you have six or seven people permanent on your staff?
A couple of things that the board set up from the very beginning that are actually still influencing the theater operations today and actually are recognized by state-level agencies as some smart and good thinking or best practices, as they say. One of them was, of course, the hiring of an artistic director or a director of the theater and saying that this is an important position and this is an important organization that deserves the professional respect and recognition. And that's a testimony that happened very early on, you know, to say it and say, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it to the best of our abilities. The second thing that they also set out was it's common for community theaters, for boards to be people that love theater and they want to do a lot of theater, and they set out and said, okay, we're going to vote for these plays, we're going to spend this budget because this is the plays we want to do. Whether people want to see them or not, we love that kind of theater. And again, very early on, the first president of the board established the policy that only a small percentage of the board members actually could be working theater volunteers. The board needed to be the influence makers and the affluence makers and the people in La Crosse that matter to, again, make it more serious and more professional. And those rules still exist today. Our board can only have so many volunteers. So it's not about a group of people voting to do plays they want to do. It's about managing and operating a company.
And to reflect the community's interests and the community's needs on all these fronts. Yes. Sally.
We invited Professor Gard from the Wisconsin Idea Theater to come and talk. He provided a scholarship at the University of Wisconsin at Madison for me to be part of a seminar that emphasized the business management of the theater. And so many community theaters dissolved because it was just actors wanting to act, and then their enthusiasm waned and it just sort of fell apart. And so he stressed, and I stressed when I came back, that business management had to be just about equal to the performance,
to the artistic part of it. Yeah.
Well, it is called show business.
Yeah.
People forget that sometimes. I wanted to touch on that. That, by the way, that seminar that Sally entered is still an active entity, and there's still some version of that because I'm actually going to that seminar this weekend, as a matter of fact. It meets every other year, and it's hosted by the University of Wisconsin at Madison. It's been going on, clearly, for quite a number of years.
The La Crosse Community Theater has, Sally, as you said a little bit ago, really has touched a lot of people in more ways than you ever might have expected.
I was particularly impressed with how many disabled people Maury Enders had in plays. I know he had a blind woman on the stage, and that was just, I thought, tremendous. And he's had other handicapped people helping out. And I just thought that was just so special.
Really working to be as inclusive.
To involve that group, too.
As possible. What do you see, if you could come back in another 50 years and see what the La Crosse Community Theater was up to, where should it be going? What would you want to see 50 years from now?
Well, if you had asked me that question 50 years ago, I would never guess that we would be having a staff of, what, six or seven, and a full-time director and a business manager and a costumer.
And a theater.
Set designer, yeah, and the theater. You know, those were my goals, but I never thought they would really come true.
I would imagine that with the opening of the Weber Center for the Arts this year and the move to the new theater, that certainly was a crown jewel of what you might have ever imagined.
Yes, that's true.
50 years ago.
And Sally was there for the ribbon cutting of the Lickey Theater.
Despite what we've all recognized as tougher economic times in recent years, the arts community generally doing pretty well here in the La Crosse area. La Crosse Community Theater fitting into that pretty well, and a good collaborative partner, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, that's how it's going to survive and continue to survive, is that artists working together as often as they can and sharing and pooling what resources they've got. And whether that's the facilities, whether that's props, costumes, mostly at this point, it's often quite actors. You know, we had actors for our youth production on Saturday performances. They were actually doing another show and evenings at the Cavalier Theater. And so they would like end rehearsal and immediately get in their cars and run over to the theater, to the Cavalier, in order to do another show. So, I mean, I think that's what we'll continue to see, is just the drive and the hustle, but just the great quality theater that can be available to all audiences.
Sally?
One of the patrons that I would like to especially remember, and he's still alive and well, was Charles Gillette. He practically gave us the Fifth Avenue Theater, which we used for a number of years. He's been generous in many ways in La Crosse.
Sally Kramer is a founding board member and the first president of the La Crosse Community Theater Board. David Kilpatrick is the theater's executive director. They talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Gatto about the first 50 years of the La Crosse Community Theater. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. You'll also find extended interviews, photos, and a link to the La Crosse Community Theater. And if you'd like to comment on our program, or if you have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse. You can also find Newsmakers on Facebook, updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.